Swift on Radio.
Okay, so Darwin Day is coming up. That's the birthday of Charles Darwin, the co-discoverer of evolution, along with Alfred Russel Wallace, and arguably the founding father of evolutionary biology. That day is February 12th, which also happens to be Abraham Lincoln's birthday, by complete coincidence. So we'll be celebrating that at our next Swift meeting. That is Darwin Day, not Abraham Lincoln's birthday. Although if you want to celebrate Abraham Lincoln's birthday, by all means you may. And to warm things up, I put together some nice evolutionary jokes. So here we go. Okay, are you ready? All right, so how many creationists does it take to screw in a light bulb? Just one, but he won't install it until the third day. Actually, he'll just hold on to the light bulb and try to make the entire world revolve around him and his opinion.
Ooh!
Yeah, and if he's a creationist preacher, he won't screw in the light bulb, he'll just screw with his congregation.
Yeah, okay.
Let's try this. One day a zookeeper noticed that the orangutan in the cage was reading two books, the Bible and Darwin's The Origin of Species. So, in surprise, he asked the ape, "Why are you reading both those books?" "Well," said the orangutan, "I just wanted to know if I was my brother's keeper or my keeper's brother." And did you hear the one about the evolutionary biologist who had twins? She baptized one and kept the other as a control. Okay, all right. Hey, do you know how to find the DNA genome of a species? You pull down its genes.
Aww.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, that's that. It's time to go on with the show here. Time for our music sampler, and we're going to get things started. Swift Radio presents the Sacred Cow First House. To all you fine ladies, extraordinary gentlemen, gifted youngsters, and exceptionally talented household pets, this is the Swift Radio Hour Wednesday, February 3rd. That's right, the day after Groundhog Day. I'm totally screwing this up so far. I'm your host, Eric J. Hildeman, and here you'll be challenged by logic and critical thinking as you learn the true meaning of the word liberal. We are the official radio show and podcast of SWIFT, which stands for the Southeast Wisconsin Freethinkers, the largest and oldest group of atheists and agnostics in the greater Milwaukee area. Be sure to check out our website at www.swiftnow.org. This podcast is being pre-recorded live from the Jeb Bush presidential campaign rally in Davenport, Iowa. Hello?
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 Anybody there?
Anybody there? Anybody there? Anybody there? Anybody there?
Actually, no, it's being pre-recorded live from Greenfield, Wisconsin, where we are currently giving away free lemon-flavored snow cones. Yeah, I just had to use that ew thing one more time. You can access our podcast and our permanent home and archive at sacredcarlwursthouse.podomatic.com. There, you'll find every episode of this podcast permanently available, where you can subscribe via iTunes, access on Google Play, or download the Podomatic app and take it with you everywhere. Quick disclaimer, opinions expressed on this podcast are not necessarily those of the Southeast Wisconsin Freethinkers, its members, or its affiliate organizations. So, for example, if I say that Donald Trump and Sarah Palin are the dumbest combo since Jim Carrey and Jeff Daniels, or for that matter, William Hung and American Idol, that would not be an official position of the group. SWIFT is an organization open to all ethnicities, creeds, and viewpoints, even fans of Mr. Hung. Anyway, I'm here, Isabel the Cat is here, Muhammad the Teddy Bear is here, and we're about to get started. Our silly Christian music sampler to open the show was I'm a Man by the one, the only, Marjo Gortner. Marjo is a conflation of the names Mary and Joseph, as his very religious parents pushed him into a very religious lifestyle very, very young. He attained fame at an early age in the late 50s by being a child preacher, performing a marriage in the state of California at the age of 8. He later went on to become a traveling preacher in his late teenage years, in spite of the fact that he had become an atheist. He would do traveling preacher shows for several months at a time, and then retire to Southern California for a few months, where the money he'd earned by bilking the faithful, he'd spend partying, drinking, doing drugs, and generally enjoying the free love life of the 60s. He didn't like being a charlatan, but he simply didn't know how else to make a living. He truly felt trapped by it, and so decided to do a documentary film. He did this film, which outlined his story, and it was called Marjo, and it detailed the corruption, which was rampant among Pentecostal preaching, and this film won an Oscar for Best Documentary Film in 1972. He went on to become an actor, earning bit roles in such movies as The Towering Inferno. The most recent film he had a small role in was as a preacher, of course, in the movie Wild Bill, which starred Jeff Bridges and Ellen Barkin. He also tried his hand at becoming a musician, hence the album. The song I chose come from Marjo's one and only album, which is called Bad But Not Evil. He would not, therefore, be considered a true, quote-unquote, Christian artist by strict definition, but he is someone who came out as a freethinker very early in the 70s when it really wasn't trendy to do so, and so for that reason, he deserves our recognition. Some announcements here. Okay, Darwin Day. Yes, our next SWIFT meeting will be Sunday, February 7th. That's this upcoming Sunday at 11 a.m. Check that. Make that 10 a.m. They keep changing it on me too, folks. All right, this isn't just a surprise to me. This is a surprise to everybody, and we have people come in at 11 o'clock, and they're like, why'd you change it to 10? Well, I don't know. Some people like to get up early. I don't know. So 10 a.m. at the Chase Bank in Cudahy, located on the corner of Layton and Packard Avenue. This will be our Darwin Day celebration, as I previously said. I will be giving a talk at that meeting about how biblical errors undermine the literalist interpretation behind creationism. And then we will hear a talk from biologist extraordinaire Andrew J. Petto. Dr. Petto, or Ange as he is sometimes known, has taught anatomy and physiology at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee since 2004. He's also previously been the editor of the reports of the National Center for Science Education, their monthly newsletter. He was recently awarded the 2015 Evolution Education Award from the National Association of Biology Teachers. So believe me, you do not want to miss this meeting. SWIFT is also working on holding its first mini-conference later this spring. Details will follow in future podcasts regarding that one, so stay tuned for that. Free Thought Fitness Walk and Talk is currently meeting at Mayfair Mall on Friday mornings at 8:30. This will be the usual venue until the weather warms up. So the next one, of course, is this upcoming Friday, which is going to be, let's see, February 5th. Yes, indeed. All right, so Mythicist Milwaukee holds a weekly meeting every Sunday at 3 p.m. at the Milwaukee Cooperative Space, which was formerly known as Bucket Works, at 161 West Wisconsin Avenue inside the Grand Avenue Mall. They do their podcast live out of that space as well. Be sure and check them out. SWIS, the Southeastern Wisconsin She Thinkers, will be having its social on Wednesday, February 3rd. Good grief, that was today. I missed it. Okay, and here I am making the announcement for it as I do the podcast on the very day that thing is going on. Okay, well, this social is going to go on every month, so be sure and check it out. And on podcasts where I actually don't miss it, I will continue to announce it. It's always located at 2306 South Kinnikinnick Avenue in Milwaukee. Meeting times are at 7. Good food, good drinks, good feminist fun. And then, let's see, they're having their regular meeting, Swiss is, on Sunday, February 14th. At Gravity Marketing, located at 305 North Plankinton Avenue, room 100. Be sure to attend if feminism is a priority of yours, as it is a priority of mine. Swiss will also be holding a charity bingo event. They're doing a lot, aren't they? This is going to be at Hamburger Mary's at 2130 South Kinnikinnick Avenue. Come and play bingo, drink cocktails, and win prizes, all while raising money for Swiss to give to charity. It's a very good time. And plus, it's Hamburger Mary, so you can't beat that. And there's lots more announcements to come, even more events slated for March, April, and beyond. Be sure to be here on this podcast for those announcements. I relay all event announcements, whether they are for Swift or not. I try to treat everybody equally. I know there have been some infighting things lately, and I try not to get in the middle of that. I give every announcement as it comes my way. Well, that's it for now for the announcements, and what's interesting is what an interesting time we've had with the news. Holy cats, are gas prices low? I mean, sheesh. Remember when they were calling on W, to investigate whether oil companies were price gouging? Yeah, that was smart, because that was a case of Republicans asking a Republican to investigate other Republicans. Yeah, and guess who they blamed? Mm-hmm, yep, yeah. So now guess who isn't getting any of the credit? You guessed it. Oh, Planet Nine? Yes. Scientists say there may be a newly discovered ninth planet again. Yes. Planet Nine from outer space. Actually, that's not right. That's a reference to Plan Nine from outer space, not Planet Nine from outer space. Plan Nine from outer space. Possibly the worst film ever made. It starred Vampira. Yeah. Gregory Walcott and posthumously cast Bela Lugosi, because they had a few film clips of him. As a result, I propose naming this new planet Trent, after Jeff Trent, which was the main character of the film. On the other hand, we could name it something more relating to Pluto, since it seems that our solar system is just bound and determined that there are going to be nine planets no matter fucking what. How about Pluto? Or maybe Mickey, since Pluto is the, you know, a Disney character that's already been taken. Certainly the situation warrants the planet being named Goofy. A spokesperson for the planet Pluto was reached for comment. Yes, the planet Pluto has a spokesperson. According to the spokesperson, Pluto's official position regarding the new discovery is... Okay. There was a huge snowstorm a couple weeks back. It hit the East Coast. And then other news happened, and just like that, nobody seems to care anymore. Because, you know, we're like lemmings and, you know, something else happens and, oh, squirrel. Well, so much for a superstorm, huh? In Iowa this past Monday, Trump went, well, thump. Trump took a distant second to Ted Cruz. Marco Rubio finished with a surprisingly good third place. And Hillary and Bernie, well, it was very nearly a tie. But Hillary pulled it out by one mascara-lined eyelash. Already people are screaming foul play on both sides. Come on, kids, can't we play nice? And lastly, the influenza teen. He's back in the U.S., and he's... Fuck that influenza teen, I'm sick of that bastard. All right. Oh, actually, no, I've got one more thing. Sarah Palin is back. And she's as incomprehensible as ever. She endorsed the charlatan Donald Trump because, well, hell, why not, right? Fat lot of good that did leading into Iowa. I want to make fun of this. I want to ridicule it. I want to... The Palin-Trump thing seems stupid, but honestly, this is so absurd, I can't exaggerate it or make highlight the idiocy. Tina Fey tried to make fun of it on Saturday Night Live, and in fact, she ended up sounding more intelligible than Sarah Palin did in real life. So, Poe's Law applies. Poe's Law, in case you're not familiar with it, originated with a blogger named Nathan Poe, no relation to Edgar Allan. And his law states that, without some sort of blatant label that what you're doing is humor, it's impossible to parody fundamentalist extremism without someone mistaking it for the real thing. And this leads to an inverse interpretation of Poe's law, which I call Hildeman's corollary, which states that it's impossible for fundamentalist extremism to display itself without some rational people mistaking it for a joke. So, in fact, one idea that I find appealing is that Sarah Palin might actually be a secret plant put there by the Democratic Party, put there to make the Republican Party into a laughingstock. If so, it didn't work. Now, I'm not one for conspiracy theories, but it kind of makes a lot of sense. So it becomes impossible for me to make fun of this. Nothing I do to Palin will make her seem like less of a joke. Nothing Trump does can make him seem to be anything other than totally mad. So how can I make fun of this? Well, the only thing I can do, I think, is try to express this whole insanity, this whole Trump-Palin thing, in the best way I know how, and that's with music. So here we go.
Remember when you watched Fox News and all it did was give you blues and I said stop before you got worked up? Well, you watched it anyhow, and then the days got worse and worse, and now you say that you will vote for Donald Trump? And you're throwing your vote away, ha-ha, and they'll be coming to take you away, ha-ha, hee-hee, ho-ho, to the funny farm, where life is beautiful all the time, and you'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats, and they're coming to take you away, ha-ha! I thought it was a joke, and so I laughed when you had said that voting for Trump made any kind of sense. Right? You know I laughed. You heard me laugh. I laughed and laughed and laughed, and then you voted for Trump even though he's utterly mad. And they're coming to take him away, ha-ha, and they're coming to take him away, ho-ho, hee-hee, hoo-hoo, to the happy home, with trees and flowers and chirping birds and basket weavers who sit and smile and twiddle their thumbs and toes, and they're coming to take me away, ha-ha! The Mexicans, they worked for squat and took the jobs we didn't want, and for their work this is how we repay? Huh? The American dream he will not share, and will ship them off and say it's fair, and make them build a wall to keep them away. And he's coming to take them away, ha-ha, he's coming to take them away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha, to the border guard, where men with guns will subjugate the masses and let through only vacationers and fresh cocaine, and they're coming to take them away, ha-ha, to the desert home with cactus flowers and chirping birds and basket weavers who sit and smile and twiddle their thumbs and toes, and they're coming to take them away, ha-ha, and they're coming to take us away, ha-ha, they're coming to take us away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ho-ho, to the shower stall, where we shall get gas for telling all and daring to speak the truth to a loony in power, and they're coming to take us away, ha-ha!
That was actually a lot of fun to do. All right, so, Ask Eric. We've got no Ask Eric questions for this show, but if you have a question you'd like to ask an atheist, go ahead and write me. You can email me at carlsaganjr@aol.com. Make sure to put Ask an Atheist in the subject line. You can also reach me on Twitter. My Twitter name is @SaganJr. Or you can simply find me on Facebook under my plain old-fashioned pedestrian name of Eric Hildeman. Yeah, boring, right? And now, a list of conservative predictions regarding President Barack Obama. Barack Obama will increase our national deficit. Barack Obama will make gasoline prices soar to $10 per gallon. Barack Obama will refuse to cooperate with Congress. Obamacare will destroy America. Under Obamacare, there will be no insurance industry after 3 years. Obamacare will hamper the economic recovery and lead to recession. Under Obamacare, old people will be sentenced to death panels. Fewer people will be insured under Obamacare. No one will enroll under Obamacare. Obamacare will prove extremely unpopular. Unemployment will increase under Barack Obama. Barack Obama will make gay marriage legal in all 50 states. Barack Obama will completely dismantle our nation's military. Under Barack Obama, the stock markets will crash. Barack Obama will reveal himself to be the Antichrist. Barack Obama will kill the Keystone Pipeline. Barack Obama will allow Ebola to spread across the nation and kill thousands of people. Barack Obama will legalize abortion. Obama will take away your guns. Obama will restore the Fairness Doctrine and kill conservative talk radio. Obama will decrease the amount of American influence throughout the world. Obama will help to forge a new alliance of Muslim nations. Obama will reveal himself to be a Muslim. Barack Obama will abolish Congress. Barack Obama will allow immigrants to flow freely across our nation's borders. If Obamacare remains intact after 5 years, Rush Limbaugh will move to Costa Rica. And now it's time for an episode of The Stupid Files.
Dum, 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 dum. Dum, 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 dum.
Dum, 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 dum. The Stupid Files, the continuing story of intrepid investigator Thomas Munday, who finds examples of such stupidity, it's criminal. If only being this big a moron were somehow against the law.
Dum, 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 dum. Dum, 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 dum. Dum, dum, dum.
This week, Detective Munday finds himself in Northern California, where stupidity has manifested itself in a truly spellbinding way. Small businesses have always struggled with getting their technology systems to work properly, but now it seems that they have turned to a truly novel method of repairing them, which strains credulity past the breaking point. No, they are not trying to hire teenage nerds out of high school, nor are they attempting to fix their systems by taking a sledgehammer to them. Although we have all been tempted to do that periodically. No, apparently these businesses have turned to the services of a witch who repairs their faulty electronic systems by means of casting spells.
Dum, 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 dum.
The Reverend Joey Talley, who is an officially ordained Wiccan minister in California, claims to have had considerable success exercising computer viruses from misbehaving PCs, smartphones, and even burglar alarms. She uses a variety of ancient healing techniques on the modern technology. She will burn sage leaves, place crystals and minerals on the machine, or just probe the device with her mind.
Dum, 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 dum.
She told Vice magazine about her work.
I had a client who I worked with doing success spells and business spells, and he had a burglar alarm problem. The company that installed it came and tried to fix it, and no one could figure out what was wrong. So he called me in. I just went into the office, and I went into a trance, and I felt everything, and as I recall, I remember feeling a block inside the wall and clearing out the block. He didn't have any problems after that.
Dum, 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 dum.
Understandably, given how tricky that can be to eradicate, her success in banishing computer viruses is drawing the most attention. Here's how she does it.
I got contacted by a small business owner in Marin County. She had a couple of different viruses, and she called me in. First, I cast a circle and called in earth, air, fire, and water, and then I called in Mercury, the messenger and communicator. Then I went into a trance state, and all I was doing was feeling. I literally feel the virus in my body. I can feel the smoothness where the energy is running, and then I feel a snag. That's where the virus got in. Then I performed a banishing ceremony. I use a black bowl with a magnet and water to draw the virus out. Then I use sage smoke on the whole computer to chase the negativity back into the bowl, and then I flushed that down the toilet.
Dum, 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 dum.
After this, I did a purification ceremony. Then I made a protection spell out of chloride, amethyst, and jet. I left these on the computer at the base where she works.
Dum, 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 dum.
Joey explains that computer problems can take different forms and can come from some very strange sources.
Think of demons as entities. They eat, they absorb energy, they want to be fed. Computers are a vast store of electromagnetic energy as well as messages. Sometimes when a demon is in a computer system, it's just like a roach in a kitchen. It just eats and stays out of the way. But some demons are working for someone who's trying to hurt you, and those are the really hard ones.
Dum, 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 dum.
Detective Monday finds it to be a refreshing historical irony that, in a little over 2 centuries, our nation has gone from burning witches to hiring them as IT consultants. Nevertheless, he finds that traditional antivirus software is far more effective for most computer-related system threats. Nevertheless, he has found nothing, either natural or paranormal, which is capable of solving the numerous computer problems which are inherent to Windows 10. And that concludes this week's Stupid Files.
Dum, 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 dum.
All right. And now a word from our sponsor. Are you a journalist out of work? Are you a recent journalism graduate unable to build your resume? Are you passionate about reporting the important news of the day but currently frustrated by a continually shrinking job market caused by growing public apathy towards the news? Then look no further than the Red Skelton Clown College School for Journalism. That's right, you can't report the news as a journalist because journalism requires a general public that actually gives a shit. Only comedians can truly break through the hypnosis of distraction to get the news out to a public too stupid to realize how desperately they need to be educated. Learn how to turn your reporting into a stand-up routine that both entertains and provides laughter as you transform news of impending doom into a hilarious punchline. Plus, hear guest lecturers who are the real news sources for people in their 30s or younger. Hear from Stephen Colbert, Trevor Noah, John Oliver, Larry Whitmore, Peter Sagal, and for the first time, comedian reporter emeritus John Stewart. If you're serious about getting news to people who aren't the least bit serious, then comedy is the right tool for you. Get it at the Red Skelton Clown College School for Journalism. And for a limited time only, for those considering a career at Fox News, attend a special lecture entitled How to Piss People Off and Make Money at the Same Time. The Red Skelton Clown College School for Journalism. If they're going to die anyway, make sure they die laughing. The Red Skelton Clown College School for Journalism is accredited through the Ringling Brothers Barnum & Bailey Association of Comedy Training and Fairness and Accuracy in Reporting. Okay, and now I have a very special treat because rarely do I ever do interviews here on the Sacred Cowverst House unless you count that past version of myself that keeps, you know, occasionally calling. Oh, speak of the devil. Okay, well, here we go. All right. Hello, you're on the Sacred Cowverst House.
Hi, Eric.
Oh, hi.
It's me again.
Oh, hello. What's on your mind?
Well, I've been looking into your current election politics, and I have to say that I think there's a real crisis you should be aware of.
Yeah, tell me about it.
No, not Hillary Clinton.
Well, that's not what I...
It doesn't matter. Look, I mean something much more serious.
Oh, you mean like Ted Cruz?
No, I mean like Donald Trump.
Really? Because he didn't win Iowa.
Yeah. Here's the bombshell. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah, I guess. What is it?
Okay. Donald Trump is the Antichrist.
What?
Really?
But, well, you know he's a Republican, right? I mean, because he's a Republican.
No Antichrist worth his salt would run as a Democrat. That would be too obvious.
Yeah, but Barack Obama, yeah.
Oh, please, like the Antichrist would let himself get pushed around by the likes of John Boehner.
Well, I suppose you got a point there.
I've been examining the scriptures, and it's quite clear that the Antichrist will come with signs and wonders and will manifest powers on Earth, right?
Well, yeah, that's the way I recall it.
Well, yeah. This guy Trump has been saying tons of offensive things and yet still does well in the polls, right?
Yeah.
Almost as if he's using some sort of mind control over weak-minded people.
Well, I don't know that he... Wait a minute.
Yeah, that's the reason he does so well in the polls, because he's using his satanic mind control powers on people who are susceptible to his will. I'm telling you, Donald Trump is Nicolae Carpathia.
Oh, come on.
Really, Trump is your Antichrist. He meets all the criteria. The Antichrist unites 10 nations, right?
Yeah.
So, look at Trump's holdings. The United States is clearly one, but he built the elite tower in Israel, that's two. Towers in Vancouver and Toronto, Canada, that's 3.
But
Trump Towers in Istanbul, Turkey, that's 4. Trump World in Seoul, South Korea, that's 5.
Yeah,
the Palm Trump Tower in Dubai, United Arab Emirates, that's 6. The Trump Ocean Club Hotel and Tower in Panama, that's 7.
7.
Trump Ocean Resort Baja, Mexico, that's 8.
8.
There's Trump Tower Manila, Philippine Islands, that's 9.
Uh-huh.
And in your timeline right now, he's building Cap Cana in Punta Cana, Dominican Republic. So that's 10,
10
right there.
Wow. I'm truly speechless. I mean, that's...
I'm telling you, the Antichrist has come. You are living in the end times, my friend.
Well, okay. Hold it.
What?
I gotta tell you, I find this whole thing really far-fetched.
I thought you might.
But that having been said, I can't think of a single rational argument against anything you've been saying.
Really?
Really. I mean, Trump having some sort of mind control, that would explain his bizarre polling numbers. I mean, he keeps saying one crazy offensive thing after another, and his polls have never sunk below a certain threshold, and sometimes they even go up after he says something stupid. How can I...
So, you believe he's the Antichrist?
Of course not. You know I don't accept that crap anymore. I mean, I'm in fact, puzzled as to why you'd even bring this up. Because...
witnessing the Antichrist on Earth would prove to you once and for all that the Lord of Hosts is real and that he wants you to repent.
Okay.
I mean, you don't want to get left behind, right?
Oh, come on. You know perfectly well it's going to take a lot more than some weird polling data to convince me that Donald Trump is some sort of dark Jedi with the power to befuddle weak minds.
Although what?
I kind of like the thought that Sarah Palin might be the whore of Babylon.
Who's Sarah Palin?
She's the former governor of Alaska who hasn't been elected yet in your timeline. So contact your contact in the future who's been feeding you information about my timeline and ask him to fill you in. Okay?
Okay, will do.
All right. And in fact, it's kind of scary the way you know so much about the future now. Are you sure that everything you know isn't going to irreparably damage the timeline? You know, because you
parallel universe, remember?
Oh, right.
I can't harm your universe because my past and your future are different.
And I keep overlooking that. All right. Well, nice try on the Antichrist thing, but for your sake, I'll watch Trump carefully and remain open to the possibility, okay?
Well, that's all I ask.
Okay. Well, I'll talk to you later.
Yeah, later, bro.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
All right. Okay, well, as I was saying before, I don't often do interviews with guest celebrities, but I just happen to have one, and it's a real doozy. I mean, here, for the first time on any radio show or podcast, is the exclusive interview that I did recently with none other than, yes, Punxsutawney Phil, the very groundhog that does the weather every February 2nd. So, here it is. Punxsutawney Phil, thanks for doing this interview with me.
Well, it seemed like the right time for me to come out and grouse about all those assholes who dragged me out of my hibernation year after year. I mean, come on, right in the middle of my deepest sleep year after year, I mean, who do these rat bastards think they are?
They think they're zookeepers, I imagine.
You know, 5 solid years this has been going on. I mean, that's like 70 years in human terms, you know?
5 years, but I thought you were predicting the weather for much longer than that. I mean, Bill Murray did that Groundhog Day movie way back in 93.
Well, there's been lots of Punxsutawney Phils over the years. I mean, I'm just the latest one in a long line of unfortunate mammals.
I see. How many of you have there been?
That's a good question. I'm not really sure. I mean, we groundhogs live for an average of 6 years, so since this bullshit's been going on since 1887, you figure, 6 years into 129, that's 21.5 groundhogs. But I'd round it up to 25. Some of us die young.
Wow, that's some pretty quick math there.
I'm a rodent. I know how to multiply.
I see. Well, the news reported that you predicted an early spring this year.
Of course I predicted an early spring this year. It's going to be an early spring every year. You know why? Global fucking warming, that's why.
Really?
I mean, Jesus, I live in a fucking hole in the ground. Even I realize that shit is real.
So, global warming is real, therefore early spring for the foreseeable future is what you're saying.
Christ, you're slow.
Well,
I mean, it's bad enough that I'm yanked out of bed year after year and held up into the air with my privates hanging out there in front of a goddamn crowd with a camera crew and bright flashing lights everywhere. I mean, do you know how fucking embarrassing that is?
No, I mean, can't say
how stupid can you humans get anyway? Some of you actually voted for Donald Trump in Iowa.
Wait, you know about Donald Trump?
No, we have the same barber.
Oh.
So all I've got to say to you gullible hairless apes is this. We're rodents, not meteorologists. Astrology is bullshit. Ghost hunters is a sham. There's no tooth fairy or Santa Claus or Bigfoot. Global warming is real, and evolution really happened, all right? You tailless monkeys need to grow a brain. That's all.
Well, wow. He, dropped the microphone, Kanye West style. Wow. Okay, well, I guess that's it for Punxsutawney Phil. Everyone, I hope you enjoyed the interview. Now, back to the regular show. And back to the regular show indeed. All right, that was a nice little clip right there. Nice little trip out to Pennsylvania, too. I mean, enjoyed that. Boy, I'll tell you what, I took a very, 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 very fast flight out there and back. Yeah. Well, a couple of our usual segments, the Holy Babble and the Fish Barrel, we'll be back next time, but for this week, I wanted to share something that's been making the rounds on the internet social media websites. Apparently, the fact that Donald Trump is a jerk was known quite well, even several years ago, and it inspired an episode of Sesame Street loosely based on The Apprentice. The Muppet character, Donald Grump, was made up for the role, and he was done up as the king of all grouches. So naturally, Oscar the Grouch and his entourage were featured as totally idolizing him. So, for the benefit of all, here is the audio clip of Sesame Street episode 4104 featuring the Grouch, Donald Grump. And you don't get to see the visual, but just picture Oscar the Grouch a little bit bigger with purple fur and a shock of orange hair on his head, and you pretty much got the basic idea of what Donald Grump looks like. So you don't really need the video to be able to picture that. And bear in mind, Donald earned this caricature of himself long before he decided to run for president. So, Mom and Dad, if you're voting for Donald Grump, Donald Trump, here's how your kids see this guy. Okay, so are you ready? All right, let's roll it.
Hey, he's coming. Oh, he's coming.
Hi, guys.
Oh, never mind. It's only Maria.
No. Who were you expecting?
Well, if you must know, Miss Nosy Pants, the Grump is coming to Sesame Street.
The Grump?
Donald Grump!
Who's Donald Grump?
Don't give me patience.
Where have you been? Donald Grump happens to have the most trash of any grouch in the world.
Yeah, he's loaded with trash.
His name is on every piece of trash in town.
Yeah.
Oh. Grump!
Who's got more trash than anyone does?
Grump! 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 Who has the best rubbish and scum?
Grump! 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 He's got so much trash it spills out of his can.
And that is why we are his biggest fans!
Oh, there he goes! He's coming! Here he comes! Who's got more trash than any of you? Grump! 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 Who has the finest garbage and goo? Grump! 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 That's right! His trash is more trashy!
His fish stink the most!
No wonder the Grump can't handle our balls!
Whose name equals trash to you and to me? Who do you wish you all could be?
Grump!
I'm the trashiest!
Grump!
I'm the grouchiest!
Grump!
And I have more trash than all of you, so yeah, 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 yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm looking for an apprentice.
Huh?
A helper.
Ah!
I got so much trash, I need somebody to help me sort it. And whoever I pick to be my helper gets to keep some of my very own trash. Of course, I'll still have more trash than you do. So, yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Hey, I want some of that trash, so pick me, huh?
No, 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 pick me, me.
Quiet!
Pick me.
Hey, the first thing I want to say is, Omagrosa, Swampy?
Yeah?
Scram, you're fired.
What?
Hired? Huh? What does that mean?
That means you don't get to be my helper.
Aww.
Well, wait a minute. You can't fire them. They haven't done anything.
I just did.
taxi! There's your taxi. And don't forget your suitcases.
Ah, this is the grouchiest day of my life.
Yeah, I can't believe I got fired by the grump. That's the back of you.
All right, now, who's going to be my helper?
Oh, me.
Me.
Mr. Grump, Mr. Grump.
Elmo? You know Donald Grump?
Maria, everybody knows Donald Grump. Yeah. Oh, can Elmo be Mr. Grump's helper? Elmo loves to help.
No, you can't be the helper. You're not a grouch.
Yeah, you're nice. Ooh.
Nice and annoying.
Nice and annoying? Hey, I could use a helper like that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Elmo, why don't you come help me in the mailage shop?
Elmo will help Maria later. But first, Elmo wants to help Mr. Grump.
I don't know.
Hey, you heard the kid. Scram, you're fired.
Me? You can't fire me.
I just did.
I love it when he does that. Scram, you're fired.
I'm going back to work. I'll be in the mailage shop if you need me, Elmo.
Okay, Maria, bye.
Okay, and that's all there is to that. What can I say? That's a lot of fun. And if even Sesame Street gets it about this guy, what does that say? I mean, even your kids have better political sense than you. All right, well, guess what? Yeah, it sounds like it's about that time. Time for the grinding gears of the Sacred Cow Verst House to come to a grinding halt. I promise I'll always do my very best to make sure that here you'll get the best possible brain food for your precious time. Next time, we'll discuss a better place to put your political bumper stickers besides the ass of your car. Make sure to tune into the other podcasts and webcasts of the Milwaukee Free Thought community, such as the Secular She Thinker on YouTube, the Craftcast, which is the official podcast of the Kenosha Racine area Freethinkers, and the Mythicist Milwaukee Show. And don't forget that the Sacred Cow Verst House also exists as a blog. You can read original material and various segments heard on this show at sacredcowversthouse.blogspot.com. Opening music theme is by Universal Dice. Check them out at universaldice.com. And the closing atheistic music sampler, which you'll hear from in a moment, is The Depth of Satan's Eyes by Ghost. Thanks again to Jack for suggesting that one. Until next time, this is Eric J. Hildeman reminding you to use condoms whenever you use grocery store carrots as makeshift dildos. I used this one already. I had to come up with another one, didn't I? All right. Well, good luck. Thank you. And may Horace the Falcon shit on your opponent's head. Thank you. And may the force be with you. Hey, why not? I'll use that one again.
Into the ice of fire.